All right. Now, let's bring on Larry. Is Larry out there? I got Larry.
Jimbo.
Hey,
Jimbo.
Larry. Hey, Larry. What's happening, bro? How you doing, man?
Good. What's happening?
Well, we got these new guys here on the show. They're joining us as, part of the Freedom Business family. We're part of the Warren Henry family. I figured I'd mix my families here, maybe have a little Thanksgiving dinner here.
Absolutely.
Well, I would definitely like to welcome the CCIM crew. Congratulations on joining the Jim Freed family. It's been a wonderful ride for us, and certainly love working with Jim. So welcome aboard. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Well, Larry, we always enjoy having you on. I was cruising the internet this morning, and I saw Peter actually was doing his job. He put up this this Facebook thing about the Discovery Sport at the Paris Auto Show, and man, it looked like a smoking car. What's going on with that?
Well, that's a new car that's going to be coming in April, replacing the Land Rover LR2. It's going to be something in the size of like an X3, Audi Q5, and it's going to have a third row available as well, which is really unique for something in that class.
Now, that is really unique. So is that going to seat 7 people, Larry?
Yeah. They call it a 5+2 because really the last 2 seats in the third row are for smaller children.
Okay.
You know,
That sounds great.
Technically, I guess it's going to seat 7.
Well, that's great. Now, so that's something new that's coming at Land Rover, Range Rover. We've already had the F cars coming out at Jaguar. I'm seeing all kinds of Jaguar ads over there, which usually precedes like a new product launch. What's coming out from Jaguar?
Well, we got the Project 7, which is a special edition of the F-Type that's going to be coming out. It's a really unique car. They're going to make less than 200 of those. So we should have at least one of those come by. Hopefully it'll be pre-sold before it arrives, but that should be really unique. Also, on the Land Rover side, again, we have the Range Rover Sport SVR. It's basically a 550-horsepower version of the Range Rover Sport. It's an axe murderer on wheels.
It smokes, Larry! My God!
It's absolutely insane, and it sounds like the F-Type, which, nothing sounds as good as that.
No, I got to tell you, is when you cranked up the F-Type at the rollout at Turnberry Isle that time, Floyd even had to jump back. It was so loud. Now, Larry, we talked about the Jag. I just got to say, I love the Infiniti. To me, the Infiniti is the best car anybody could get within the context of the price range and what they're trying to achieve. I absolutely love it. I've owned one for 20+, since 1989 or something. You got anything new coming to me for my Infinitis? Because Vivian needs a new vehicle there.
Well, we're going to have actually a long wheel version of long wheelbase version of your car, Jim, which is about 6 inches longer. So the rear seat's going to have about 6 inches more space in it for. In case you decide to have somebody drive you around. I know you're a fancy guy.
Well, working on that right now. I got the offer out right now.
Yeah, so there you go. We'll put you in one of those, and you can ride around in the back seat, read the newspaper, all that good stuff. And then we also have a refreshed version of the Infiniti QX80 coming out. And that's the biggest in our lineup and one of the best-valued SUVs out there for sure. So I'm really excited to get that along.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend today. He said his wife was looking for – that's why I asked about the 7-seater. And I said the biggest car I know on the – vehicle I know on the road that's well-priced and performs is that big truck that Infiniti has, and I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yep, that's the one.
Now, is that what we're going to be taking to our pre-Dolphin tailgates that we're going to be having coming up?
That is my tailgate vehicle of choice.
I just wanted to make sure. How many outlets does that have, Larry?
Outlets, I'm not sure. I know it's at least 3.
Okay.
But you definitely can crank some serious power out of there, stuff a lot of people into it, and have room for your cooler and all your other good stuff as well.
We're going to have to let Publix know where we park next time, Larry.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Come on, Jim, let's get that tailgate going.
Oh, I'm there. We're going to have to, and I made the date the wrong, but it's Sunday, October 12th. We'll be in the parking lot before the Green Bay Packers game. Larry and I will be chest-bumping, high-fiving, low-fiving, having a great time out the back of his big Infiniti truck. Larry, we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to hang around the break. We're going to have a great time. We're going to talk to Larry about more cars and more things that are going on this fall with the Dolphins. Maybe we'll even talk a little Miami Heat. I saw that pink Miami Heat game last. Can you talk a little Heat with me, Larry?
I'd love to.
All right. We're going to be back after this with my buddy, your buddy, the man that brings us the cars, the man that is the man at Warren Henry. Larry's in. We'll be right back after this short break. Take it away.